Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, February 24th. Coming up, we'll hear archival audio of Reverend Jesse Jackson looking back at some of his famous speeches. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Democratic U.S. Reps Delia Ramirez, Mike Quigley, Sean Casten, Jan Schakowsky, and Eric Sorensen are skipping President Donald Trump's State of the State Union address tonight. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth is also bowing out. They cited costly tariffs, wealth inequity, and brutal deportation campaigns as reasons for skipping the speech. Others have decided to bring guests affected by immigration enforcement, rising health care costs, and lawsuits involving the Trump administration. You can listen tonight on AM 580 and FM 90.9 or watch on WILL-TV at 8 p.m. Farmers are waiting longer for U.S. Department of Agriculture services. Harvest Public Media's Macy Beyer reports on the effects of last year's staff cuts.
More than a quarter of USDA employees have left their jobs since late 2024, stalling some services to Midwest producers. The Natural Resource Conservation Service, or NRCS, lost 21% of its staff nationwide. Kaylee Olson with the Center for Rural Affairs says USDA funding helps farmers make conservation investments.
They're out busy doing their work, tending to their fields or their pastures. And so when they do have time to invest in their operations through a conservation program or practice, we want to make sure that NRCS is ready to meet the moment.
Olson says these resources are especially important as farmers face tight margins. I'm Macy Byers, Harvest Public Media.
The 2026 Hip Hop Convene begins tomorrow. The event celebrates Black History Month and the second anniversary of IPM's Illinois Soul 101.1 FM. IPM Student Newsroom's Adeline Moy has this preview.
Susie Analog is an artist and producer based in New York City. She's among the featured performers for the four-day event in Champaign-Urbana and will take part in a panel on women in hip hop. Her music takes an interdisciplinary approach and fuses soul, hip-hop lyrics, and vocal processes.
I don't have to get ready, I just I don't have to.
Analog says she hopes to give people a new experience with an exciting performance and encourages everyone to attend, even if they may not consider themselves hip-hop fans.
All you need to be into is human expression, really, and wanting to be inspired by something maybe that you don't understand so much.
The convene will take place at venues across the CU area and runs through Saturday, February 28th. I'm Adeline Moy, IPM News.
Three Springfield High Schools wrapped up Black History Month this past weekend with a competition over who knew more of their history. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
Tensions were high for the first hour, with allegations of cheating and students gasping at the answers. But by the second hour, it was clear that last year's winners of the Springfield Black History Bowl would claim victory once again. Springfield High School senior Josephine O'Kay helped her team pull ahead. She remembered the Southern Illinois University professor who helped found the International Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine.
Dr. Victoria Johnson with SIU Medical. She was a advocate for women and teenage girls. So I remember that specifically because I want to go into the healthcare field one day.
O'Kay says teaching Black history is a small step towards equality. And if other districts had their own Black History Bowls, they would be better for it. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Still to come, we'll hear archival audio of Reverend Jesse Jackson looking back at some of his famous speeches. That story is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy and windy with a high of 42 degrees and a south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 27 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 44 degrees. Northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with light snow possible and a low of 26 degrees. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 45 degrees with a north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, remembering the life and Illinois legacy of civil rights leader Jesse Jackson.
We must leave racial battleground and come to economic common ground and moral higher ground. America, our time has come.
I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Starting on Thursday, the late Reverend Jesse Jackson will lie in state at Rainbow Push Coalition headquarters in Chicago. Jackson's words shaped politics as a leader in the civil rights movement. In February 2020, he talked with WBEZ's former program, Reset. He spoke with host Jen White about his many speeches compiled in the book Keeping Hope Alive, Sermons and Speeches of Reverend Jesse L. Jackson. Here's an excerpt from their conversation.
Reverend Jackson, what was it like for you to go back and reconsider these speeches and sermons that have been delivered around the world?
Frankly, I didn't want to do it.
Why?
Because often my speeches or sermons are spontaneous out of situations written to be heard, not to be written.
I am somebody. I may be poor.
And so this 84 and 88 speeches, many people requested them. We put those two speeches in the book.
You were born in South Carolina. You eventually came to Chicago to study at the Chicago Theological Seminary. And that was an interesting diversion for you because you were thinking about going to law school.
It was a tension between law school and seminary. And Dr. Samuel DeWitt Proctor was my president. He convinced me to try seminary out, and I got to seminary, and I found my voice. I was jailed in Greenville, South Carolina, with seven other classmates in 1960. And then I met Dr. King at that time, and I went to Selma in 65, and we worked together until he was killed in 1968.
Speaking of civil rights, when you look back at the speeches and the sermons in the book, they span a range of issues, spiritual and political, domestic, international. But much of what you were speaking about, Reverend Jackson, are issues that are still top of mind today. Poverty, debt, voting rights, war, issues central to the current presidential election.
Those are timeless subjects.
Dream of peace. Peace is rational and reasonable. America must never surrender to malnutrition. We can feed the hungry and clothe the naked. We must never surrender to illiteracy, invest in our children, never surrender and go forward. We must never surrender to inequality. Women cannot compromise ERA or comparable work. Women are making 60 cents on the dollar to what a man makes. Women cannot buy meat cheaper. Women cannot buy bread cheaper. Women cannot buy milk cheaper. Women deserve to get paid for the work that you do.
Are you at all discouraged that these are issues we're still grappling with?
No, what sustains me during these difficult times is my faith, my belief. It's all but that light is coming, and it's not a train coming this way, it's sunshine, it's hope. And I look over my life in the last 60 years, I've seen so much progress, frankly. Sometimes cynics don't like to talk about progress. I went to jail with seven classmates trying to use a public library. It's beyond imagination that Texas to Florida to Maryland, we couldn't use a single public toilet. We couldn't buy ice cream at Howard Johnson. We couldn't use rent a hotel room at Holiday Inn. We've come a long way. When I graduated from high school in Greenville, South Carolina, I couldn't apply to Clemson, University of Alabama, to play football. So I ended up going to University of Illinois to play football in the Big Ten. But when I see Clemson play Alabama in the big game, my heart rejoices because I know to them it's not about skin color, it's about uniform color, about direction, not about complexion. Learning, we've survived apart. Learning to live together is our challenge today.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Sam Nofsker, Macy Byers, Adeline Moy, Emily Hayes, and Jen White. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.